Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Woman I Found in Me by Jamie Moody, narrated by Tessa Stavers. It's okay to let yourself be happy. Victoria Stratton, The Woman Who Climbed a Mountain. Chapter 1. It can't be, Ella Gallagher mumbled intensely to her reflection in the mirror. I'm only 24 years old. A toilet flushed in the posh restroom, and Victoria Stratton walked out of a stall. What are you looking at? She asked Ella as she washed her hands. This! Ella pointed to the space between her eyebrows. Victoria dried her hands and stared at Ella. She smoothed a finger over the space and narrowed her eyes. Smile, she commanded Ella. Ella gave her a fake smile, and Victoria scoffed. No, really smile. Come on, imagine we just convinced these rich bastards to invest in our company. This did make Ella smile. Her eyes lit up and the corners of her mouth rose to reveal perfectly white teeth. Now, relax your face, Victoria said. She patted Ella's cheeks, which not only made her smile, but laugh as well. Okay, give me your serious look. The one when you're explaining how we'll spend our investors' money. Ella furrowed her brow. That's not a wrinkle. It's just a crease, Victoria declared, smoothing her finger over the slight indentation once again. It disappears when you smile and when you relax. Wrinkles aren't so bad. Look at these. Victoria faced the mirror and touched the corner of her eye where a few fine lines appeared. Then she smiled at Ella in the mirror. I still have a happy face. You have a happy face because you married Shelby and you're living your happily ever after. I'm not there yet, Ella said with a sigh. That's why my face is happy, but I'll be 50 soon and wrinkles are a part of it. You don't have a wrinkle. It's a crease, huh? Ella smoothed her own finger over the space between her eyebrows. You do realize what that crease is showing you, don't you? What? Ella said, furrowing her brow and watching the crease reappear. Victoria chuckled. It means you're too serious. When was the last time you went out with your friends and had some fun? Go relax, and that crease will disappear. My fun isn't exactly the same as theirs anymore, Ella said. Look, I know you want to be taken seriously, but that doesn't mean you can't have fun, too. Shelby and I love the company we've created, and it's a lot of work, but we still have fun. Ella was the first employee of Make It Easy Designs, the company that Victoria and her wife, Shelby, along with their best friends, Marina and Drew, founded. Their mission was to provide homes for first-time buyers that were not only made well, but more importantly, were also affordable. They had just formed the company and started the business over the summer, and they were already busy. When most people find out my last name, they think I'm some privileged, spoiled, rich kid. Ella sighed. That's not who I am, even though most of my friends fall into that category. I will admit, there was a time when shopping all day and partying all night was how I lived, but not since I graduated from college. You know how my parents are pressuring me to begin my career, even though I don't know what that is yet.
I think you may have found it right here.
They certainly like me doing this more than being a barista, Ella said, referencing her last job.
There's nothing wrong with being a barista, but you are a natural with people. You have done an excellent job in these meetings presenting what our company does and why we're seeking funding. When these men and women see a young, charismatic woman with your passion, but also knowledge of your subject, they are taking you seriously. Doesn't it feel good to give our clients their happily ever after?
It feels a lot better being a helpful human than a rich bitch.
Victoria chuckled. These people aren't going to know what hit them when you show off our worthy company. You'll make them feel good about spending money with us.
I don't know about that. You're the one who commands a room when she steps into it. You have that trust-me-with-your-money look oozing out of you, Ella said with a smile.
Victoria laughed. Oh, honey, you don't see it, but they look at you like that, too. Ella smiled into the mirror and saw the crease once again disappear.
Let's do this before I really do have a wrinkle.
She followed Victoria out of the restroom and into the conference room where they'd set up the materials for their presentation. Can you do me a favor when we finish? Victoria asked Ella.
Sure.
Could you run these brochures by the office and get them to Drew? They're for a prospective client. I'm supposed to meet Shelby at one of the houses that's almost finished, and I don't think I'll have time to do both.
I'd be happy to. Maybe I can convince Drew to go to lunch with me. We need to catch up.
Two men and a woman came into the conference room and sat down. Victoria winked at Ella. Showtime. Gia Agostino pulled into the parking lot in front of the Make It Easy Designs storefront. The newly graduated, auburn-haired 23-year-old had been in town over a week, but this was her first visit to her Aunt Drew's business. Gia graduated with honors from college in New York, where she'd grown up with the rest of Drew's family. She then secured a hard-to-get paid internship at one of the most exclusive galleries in the South. Drew had agreed to let her niece live with her until she could support herself and become familiar with the city. Gia was ready to take on the world and begin her career in art. Although she loved to paint and create, she had studied the business side of the industry. Her desire was to bring art to everyone, especially kids. There were times when a piece, whether it was a painting, a sculpture, or installation, spoke to her. She would sit and let the emotions swirl around her. Sometimes she'd feel comfort or peace, maybe anger or sadness. She wanted to share those deep feelings that art brought her with others. Aunt Drew had invited her to come by the office when she finished completing her orientation at the gallery. It had taken all morning, and she hoped to take her aunt to lunch. When she opened the door, she saw Drew sitting behind a desk, staring at a computer. "I thought you staged houses," Gia said, smiling playfully at her aunt. "Hey," Drew said, looking up from the laptop. "I do, but there's more to it than just moving furniture. How'd it go this morning?"
"It went well. I can't wait to get started," Gia replied exuberantly, taking a seat in a chair across from Drew's desk.
"What's your first job? Hanging pictures?" Drew asked, raising her eyebrows.
"There's more to it than that." Gia narrowed her eyes. "Point taken."
Drew chuckled. "I know hanging fine pieces of art will not be your job."
"I'd love to set up a show, but that's a ways down the road."
A bell softly jingled as the front door opened. "Hey, Ella," Drew said.
Gia turned around and saw a tall woman with the most beautiful blonde hair piled on her head like a crown. When her eyes met Gia's, she swore they sparkled. It reminded her of how the light reflected off Drew's pool in the sunshine. She realized the woman had said something to her, so Gia quickly gathered herself and looked up into those sparkling eyes once again.
"I'm sorry?"
"You're so young," Ella exclaimed. "You should be proud."
Not sure what the woman meant, Gia tilted her head.
"You're young, too."
Ella noticeably bristled.
"What? You think I'm too young to have a good job, too?"
"Huh?"
Gia replied with confusion all over her face. She noticed a tiny wrinkle appeared between the woman's eyebrows as she looked sternly at Gia. It almost made her smile, and she couldn't believe how much she'd like to reach up and smooth it away. Drew had been sitting back enjoying this banter, but stepped in. "Ella, this is my niece, Gia. She's not a client."
"Oh!"
Realization spread over Ella's face.
"Victoria asked me to bring this information to you because you had a client coming in. I assumed..."
She turned to Gia and smiled.
"I'm sorry."
"Gia, this is Ella Gallagher."
"Oh, right. You work with Victoria," Gia said with a smile. "And you're Drew's niece who's come to live with her and start your new job."
Ella extended her hand.
"It's nice to meet you."
Gia took her hand and looked into those blue eyes once again. She smiled and wondered if she and Ella could become friends.
"I was hoping we could go to lunch," Ella said to Drew. "You're welcome to come along, Gia." "That's why I'm here. Aunt Drew invited me to lunch."
"Why don't y'all go get us a table? Our client should be here any minute. I'll give them the info and then meet you." Ella looked over at Gia and shrugged.
"Was there somewhere you wanted to go?"
Gia shook her head.
"I'm new here and don't know where anything is," she said, then chuckled.
"Let's go down the block to Franco's. I'd love one of their pizzas," Drew said.
"Oh, yeah. We haven't been there in a while. You can ride with me," Ella said to Gia.
Gia got into Ella's Lexus SUV and wondered how she could afford the expensive vehicle. She decided not to say anything since Ella had seemed defensive about her job. In less than 5 minutes, they were seated at a table outside under a covered patio. They both ordered water, and Gia looked over the menu.
"What do you think of Dallas so far?"
It's hot," Gia said with a grin. "In New York, it's much cooler this time of year. I didn't bring many of my summer clothes, but I could definitely still wear them here."
"Would you rather sit inside? It's nice out here to me," Ella said.
"No, it is nice outside today. I'm sure it'll heat up later this afternoon."
"Just wait until you've lived here in July and August," Ella commented.
"At least I'll have several months to get used to it." Gia looked over at Ella.
"So you thought I was a client, huh?"
"Yep. Victoria told me Drew was meeting with someone and needed that information. He seemed surprised that I could be buying a house at my age. Did you think I had some kind of badass job?"
"Well, yeah. I mean, you'd have to have a decent job to qualify for the program."
"You mean I couldn't be a rich kid using my parents' money to buy a house?" Ella shook her head. Gia stared at her, trying to figure out how to ask her next question.
"What?"
Ella sipped her water.
"I'm just thinking, you were kind of defensive about your age and your job, but you have a sweet ride. Maybe you're a rich kid," Gia said, holding her finger to her mouth.
"Let me check your socials. What's your handle?"
Ella stared at her, then acquiesced. "Look me up. On Instagram, I'm Cordella G."
"Cordella," Gia repeated as she typed it into her phone. "That's a pretty name. I'm not finding you."
"It's G-E-E on the end, not the initial," Ella explained.
"Oh, like, G, let's go shopping, or G, where's the party?" Gia teased as she entered the name into the app.
"Very funny. I've had that moniker since I was in middle school," Ella said.
"I was just kidding."
Gia stared at her phone.
"Is this you?"
She leaned over and showed Ella her phone.
"That's me."
There were pictures of people holding the keys to their new houses and several of Drew, her girlfriend Marina, Victoria, and her wife Shelby. There were also photos from a coffee shop. Gia kept scrolling and then said,
"You really like your job. Lots of house pictures."
"I do like my job."
"Why so serious?" Gia asked.
"What do you mean?"
"I could keep going back, but most of these are work-related."
"Where's your family and friends?"
"Don't you see Drew? She's my friend."
"Yeah, but these are the people you work with."
"Come on," Gia said, looking up at her.
"I know you have friends."
"I have friends. What's your handle?" Ella asked.
Gia hesitated, then chuckled.
It's Gia, all one word."
Ella looked up at her and smirked.
"G as in G-E-E. And you were giving me a hard time?"
Her eyes widened as she scrolled.
"Well, look at you."
Gia shrugged and laughed.
"I never claimed not to be a rich kid. I am, but that doesn't mean I'm spoiled. And it doesn't mean I don't work and make my own money."
"Now who's defensive?" Ella said as she continued looking through the pictures on Gia's Instagram.
"Hey," Drew said, pulling out a chair and sitting down. She looked from Gia to Ella. "What did I miss?"
Chapter 2. "I'm trying to find out why this one is so serious," Gia said, grinning at her aunt. "What's her story?"
"I'm a lot like your aunt used to be," Ella said, trying to deflect the conversation from herself.
"What?"
Drew looked at Ella and chuckled.
"When I first met you, all you wanted to do was go to work and ride your bike," Ella said. "Then you met Marina."
Drew laughed. "You're right, but you weren't exactly serious when I first met you. Let's see, I seem to remember."
Okay, Ella said, interrupting Drew.
"Oh no, don't stop now. It's finally getting interesting," Gia exclaimed. Ella was relieved when Drew smiled at her and said,
"You and Ella grew up in very similar circumstances."
Ella could feel Gia staring at her. "I don't have a story. Yes, I come from a family with money. I had my fun and may have made questionable decisions at one time," Ella said, raising an eyebrow at Drew.
"We've all been there. You are doing a fantastic job and seem to like it. Victoria is constantly singing your praises," Drew said.
"Oh, so you're trying to find something you love."
"Lucky for me, I know what I want to do," Gia said.
"Have your parents eased up on you?" Drew asked.
Oh, no. You have parents like mine, too?
Gia exclaimed. They were concerned because I didn't have a real job, as they put it. I should have had something by now. I mean, it's not like I haven't been trying. I've been a barista off and on the last year, and that grates on them. Don't roll your eyes, but I want to make a difference and not just go to work every day. But? Gia prodded. Ella smiled. Drew's right. I do like what I'm doing. It still bothers me a little because I think the people we're pitching to know who I am. But Victoria is teaching me that I need to use that. Ella saw Drew and Gia exchange a look.
Maybe you're the one with a story, Ella said to Gia. Not really. My overprotective dad almost had a heart attack when I told him about my job here. Thank goodness Aunt Drew is here, or I'm sure it would have gotten ugly.
Let me guess, your dad didn't want you to move so far from home, Ella said.
Exactly. He'd love for me to live at home and work for the family business.
Ellen nodded. My parents wanted me to have a career and not be like those privileged young people who post on social media and shop all day, then party all night.
Is that what you were doing before? Gia asked.
I worked when I got out of college, but I did plenty of partying, too. I don't want to be like that any longer, so I've been trying to find something I'm not only good at, but at least like, if not love.
So did you just stop going out, or what? Have you forgotten how to have a good time?
Maybe my idea of a good time has changed, Ella said defensively.
Gia stared at Ella and gave her a slow smile. Ella could feel her cheeks reddening. Why did she care what Gia Agostino thought, and why did it feel like Gia understood what Ella was talking about?
Maybe you could show me around Dallas, and I'll show you how to have a good time and still like yourself, Gia said.
What makes you think I don't like myself? Ella said, furrowing her brow.
That look right there, Gia stated, pointing at Ella and moving her finger in a circle. So serious and concerned.
Ella scoffed.
How about we order our pizza before you continue your armchair analysis? I thought you were here for an art internship, not psychology.
Drew chuckled. This is going to be fun, she mumbled.
Ella looked over at her, then snuck a glance at Gia. She was smiling at Ella, but thankfully she dropped her eyes to the menu and let the conversation end. They placed their order, and Drew asked Ella about the meeting she had earlier. Ella gave her a quick recap, then added,
Gia doesn't want to hear about our work. When do you start your new job?
Monday. I did all the things with HR this morning, Gia replied.
Why don't we have a pool party tomorrow afternoon? It can be a little celebration welcoming you to Dallas.
I don't know anyone yet, Aunt Drew, Gia said.
Sure you do. You know Ella, and we'll get Victoria and Shelby to come. It'll be fun.
I don't know. Ella may be working, Gia teased.
Ella chuckled. I thought you wanted to show me how to have a good time. Have you changed your mind?
Ella watched as a smile grew on Gia's face. She could tell Gia was contemplating the challenge.
Does that mean you can come?
Gia raised one eyebrow.
I'd love to,
Ella said, returning her smile.
Great, I'll tell Marina, Drew said, not seeming to notice the look Ella and Gia exchanged.
Their pizza arrived, and they debated the best pizza toppings for the rest of lunch. When Drew had to take a phone call, Gia leaned over and said,
Partying with my aunt and her friends wasn't exactly what I had in mind.
Ella swallowed and chuckled.
Have you been to one of their pool parties?
Gia shook her head and took a sip of her drink.
They have a good time. You'll see.
As Drew ended her call and they finished their meal, Ella thought that maybe she and Gia could be friends. She didn't seem to be obsessed with shopping and partying like her other friends. The next day, the sun was shining down on Drew and Marina's backyard, drenching the pool in its glistening rays of heat. Even though it was hot, it made for the perfect weather for a pool party.
Well, look who is finally here, Gia said as Ella walked out to the pool. I was afraid you'd changed your mind about having a little fun.
Are you saying my friends here aren't any fun? Ella asked, teasing her right back.
Yeah, what are you trying to say, Gia? Marina said from where she floated on the water.
Let me see if I can help, Shelby said, reaching over and pushing Gia's head under the water.
Ella laughed so loud Gia could hear her underwater. She pushed up above the surface and lunged for Shelby, but she'd swam away.
Gia joined the laughter and swam over to the side of the pool.
"Are you getting in?"
she asked, staring up at Ella.
"I don't know. This view is kind of fun."
Gia grabbed one of Ella's ankles and yanked.
"Oh, shit!" Ella yelled. "Drew!" she screamed as she threw her bag towards her friend before it landed in the pool with her.
Then she let go and hit the water with a big splash.
"I give it a 9, Victoria said from the edge of the pool where she sat with her legs dangling in the water.
"I'm going with an 8, Marina said.
Ella came up laughing and reached to dunk Gia again, but she was just out of reach.
I'm sorry, Gia said, holding her hands out. "This is the best pool party I've ever been to."
"That's more like it," Drew said, jumping into the pool.
"In Dallas," Gia muttered under her breath.
"I heard that," Ella said quietly, with a smirk.
"But I won't give you up."
Gia chuckled.
"Wow, that turned quickly. I had no idea all of them would take up for you."
Ella chuckled. "I think I may be like their little sister that they want to help find her way."
"Or it could be we like you for you," Drew said from behind them.
Ella turned around in the water and grinned at Drew.
"We did kind of hit it off when I stopped with the flirting, didn't we?"
Drew laughed.
"When was that? You loved to flirt with me. Or was it Marina? Remember?" "How could I forget? Those looks she'd give me? I swear, that day at Shelby's parents' house, I could feel her hands around my neck squeezing."
Drew and Ella laughed loudly.
"Oh my God, what happened?" Gia asked. "You were flirting with Marina?"
"Oh, you'll get one of Marina's looks one of these days," Drew said.
"It was a long time ago. I'll tell you the story sometime," Ella said.
Gia stared at Ella for a moment and decided there was more to Ella Gallagher than she liked to reveal. Under that defensive, trying-so-hard-to-be-professional exterior was a woman Gia wanted to uncover. She imagined Ella had a big heart, but she certainly didn't show it.
"What are you smiling at?" Ella asked her.
Gia's eyes widened, knowing she'd been caught.
"Just thinking."
Ella furrowed her brow, and there was that little line Gia had seen yesterday when they first met.
"Hey, since all of Make It Easy Designs is in one place, maybe we should have a meeting?" Victoria said.
"No, babe," Shelby objected. "We're relaxing and drinking and eating all afternoon. No work."
Shelby swam over and reached for Victoria's hands, then pulled her into the pool. They put their arms around each other and shared an affectionate kiss.
"Okay, don't mind us. We're just swimming over here, away from the sex about to happen in the pool," Ella said loudly.
Shelby and Victoria giggled.
"No sex," Victoria said. "We'll save that for later when we get home."
Shelby kissed her again and then looked at her friends.
"Can you blame me?"
"No," they all responded in unison.
"Did you flirt with Victoria, too?" Gia asked Ella.
"No, Victoria and Marina are giving me all their business knowledge. They seem to think I have promise. But I am human, and they both are incredibly beautiful women. However, they are both madly in love with my friends."
"You'll find your love one of these days," Victoria said with her arms still around Shelby.
"Can you imagine if we'd found each other at their age?" Marina said to Drew.
Drew is actually closer to my age than yours, Marina,"
Ella pointed out.
Marina gave Ella a scathing look.
"That's the look, Gia. See?"
Ella pointed playfully.
"Ha ha, Ella," Marina deadpanned. "All I was saying is imagine if you both found your loves in, say, the next year. You would have such a long life together."
"But wouldn't you get tired of each other?" Gia asked.
"No way," Victoria said. "Imagine all the mountains we would have climbed by now."
"All the fun and all the sex," Marina added.
"I want every minute I can get with Shelby. That's one reason we formed this company, so we could all work together and be together every day."
Victoria smiled at her wife.
"I may be 10 years younger than Marina, but my God, I would have loved to have met you 10 years ago,"
Drew said, perched on the steps, staring at Marina.
"Ah, we are all together now, and that's what's important. Living life. A life we get to create," Marina said.
She rolled off the raft she'd been floating on and swam over to Drew, giving her a kiss.
Want to get out of here? I suddenly feel like we're in the way,"
Gia asked Ella. Oh, stop, Marina said, pulling away from Drew. You'll be the same way someday. Ella and Gia looked at one another and both said, What?
Someday you'll find your love and you won't be able to stop kissing them either, Marina said, grinning at Drew.
You know she's right, Shelby kissed Victoria again.
Okay, Gia said, swimming towards the stairs. Ella chuckled.
You've been here over a week. Don't tell me they're not kissing all the time at home because I know they are at work.
They do, and then they wonder why I don't hang out with them more, Gia said.
Come on, let's go inside and get a drink so they can make out, Ella said, getting out of the pool.
Can we bring you anything? Gia asked as she followed Ella up the steps and out of the pool.
We're good.
Drew giggled and kissed Marina again. Chapter 3
They talk about us being the young ones, and they're acting like horny teenagers, Gia said, walking into the kitchen.
Ella scoffed.
Don't tell me you wouldn't be doing the same thing with your girlfriend.
Gia smiled as she looked into the refrigerator and took out a beer.
I don't have a girlfriend. Do you?
Nope. No girlfriend or boyfriend, Ella said. Could you hand me one of those?
Sure.
Gia handed Ella a beer.
I figured you were a wine drinker.
Not really. I'm not much of a drinker at all.
What? I thought you were a party girl in another life, Gia said.
That's why I don't drink much anymore. I make much better decisions now. Ella took a drink of her beer and smiled.
How did you become friends with them?
Gia asked, nodding toward the patio.
I knew Shelby through a mutual friend's parents. It's kind of confusing, but Drew lived in the guest house on my parents' property. They rent it out when they're going to be traveling because they like to have someone around. She didn't live there long. She met Marina, and they've been pretty much inseparable since.
You must like older women since you were flirting with Marina, Gia commented, taking a sip of her beer.
Have you looked at Marina?
Gia chuckled.
She is beautiful, but she's my aunt's fiancé.
I know. It isn't her age. I think I'm drawn to fiery, confident women.
Then Victoria would fit that category, and she's...
Stop! Don't say older.
Besides, she and Shelby are perfect for each other. They went through some hard times, but they're back together, and I don't know, I'm just really happy for them. Shelby and Marina have been best friends for a long time.
Ella gazed out the windows toward the pool and then turned back to Gia.
What about you? What's your type?
Gia tilted her head. What is my type? She smiled at Ella.
I don't know. I like kindness.
Ella laughed.
Who doesn't like kindness? You'd be surprised. I had a friend in college who let her boyfriend say mean shit to her. It drove me crazy. There were times when I wanted to shut the motherfucker up.
Damn, there comes that hot Italian temper, Ella said playfully.
Sorry. Maybe what I should have said is that I like women with a softer side.
It's okay. I get it. Are you excited to start your job tomorrow?
Yes, and nervous. I haven't found a coffee place yet. That's important to me, Gia said.
I know a great place that's on the way downtown, Ella said. I'd be happy to show you.
Would you? I'd really appreciate it, Ella, Gia said gratefully.
Wow, you love coffee, huh?
I do. I could drink it all day.
You'll love this place. I worked there at one time. They both turned towards the pool at the sound of Marina yelling at them.
I guess they need a drink, Gia said, shaking her head.
Ella opened the back door.
What are you yelling about?
Come back outside with us. We didn't mean for you to leave.
Gia followed Ella back outside, and they both jumped in the pool.
That's better. One big, happy family, Victoria said, floating on her back.
Let me get this straight, Gia began.
Oh, honey, no one is straight around here, Shelby said, laughing raucously.
Someone may have had a beer or two before we got here, Victoria said with a chuckle.
What were you trying to ask, Gia? Drew said.
You've been friends for a long time and then decided to start a business together?
That's right, Victoria said. I wanted to work with Shelby. The more I thought about it, I realized bringing Marina and Drew in with us would make it even better.
Victoria looked at Ella. As for Ella, I needed someone to help me charm the investors, and she is a natural.
Oh, so you're a serious professional and a charmer,
Gia teased.
And the whole package, Ella said, holding up her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?